We'll start out with two congregational songs by the unit, and then we will go from there.
Good morning. Let's open with song number 34 out of the Gospel Hymns, Behold What Love. 34. Know me. Behold what love, yes,
love divine, the Father showed to me. In that he gave his only Son, my soul from sin to free. Such love cannot be fathomed, 'tis like the boundless sea. His broken heart so wounded is bleeding now for thee. He gave his life to make thee holy, shed his blood for all, to heal the body, save the soul, and come for mercy call. Such love cannot be fathomed, 'tis like the boundless sea. His broken heart so is bleeding now for thee. O death of love to mortals lost, he suffered on the tree. Our only hope of heaven's cross, his blood was all for thee. Such
sing 28.
Can you blow a G? Oh,
no soul walking in sunlight, oh my journey over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Shadows around me.
That first song was by Jaden Summers from Cimarron, and the second one was Trevor Giesbrecht from Glenn. You know, pardon me. With well over 8 million people in New York City, there is no lack of opportunity for volunteer work. The needs are extremely great. But on the other hand, there are thousands and thousands of people that do volunteer work in New York City. So we could probably ask that if we did not have a program there, and if none of these boys had gone, would the homeless have been fed? Probably would have been. Would the bags have been filled at the pantry? Probably would have still been filled. Would the boxes at the pantry have still been stacked and restacked and restacked again? Probably would have been. There's a song that they're going to sing, probably the first song they will sing. It's called A Tiny Spark. And I want to attempt here, if I can get myself under control, read a few of the words. The first verse, well, ends with these words: "Oh, will you do your little part and be a tiny spark?" Verse 2, "A thousand points of light could reach and change a million lives. A torch upheld in a thousand hands, the darkness would defy. Will you retreat into your shell, complaining of the dark? Or will you be a volunteer and be a tiny spark?" I guess I like to think of that, the work in New York City, what these boys did, were just tiny sparks. It wasn't a huge thing. They didn't make a big difference all by themselves, but they left a witness. They were a tiny spark, and that's what all of us can do. I'm going to call the boys up here one at a time, in the order in which they came to the unit. And once they are up here, then the group is going to sing, I think, 4 or 5 songs, and then we will go from there with the rest of the morning. Okay, the first four that I will call out are not here. None of our first four boys were able to make it here, but I'll tell you who they were. It was Clint Goosen, Pinecrest, Georgia. His wife is Wendy. Jeremy Doolittle, Grant, Nebraska, wife Natalie. Cole Workington, Vancouver, British Columbia, wife Jamie. And Jaden Ratzliff, Lone Tree, Kansas, wife Joelle. And just for interest's sake, Jaden would have Fairview roots. His grandmother Sharon would have been Alfred Bayes' daughter. Okay, now we have the first boy that came there that we started. And that would be Zachary Johnson, Gunnersville, Alabama, wife Lindsay. You can come on up here and stand here for a long time while we do the rest of this. Okay, Lance Schmidt, Brooksville, Mississippi. Trevor Unruh and wife Kaylee, Red Oak, Iowa. Trevor would also have Fairview roots. His grandmother would have been Marge, Elmer Bayes' daughter, right down the road here. Brandon Taves, Steinbach, Manitoba. Ethan Unruh, Bradley, Arkansas. He would have Chickasha roots. Actually, he would have some Fairview roots, too. His mother would have been born and raised here. Josh Hebert and wife Roxanne, Bow Island, Alberta. Tyler Fair, wife Bethany, Norquay, Saskatchewan. Levi Schmidt is not here, Ronan, Manitoba. His wife-to-be is Nicole, and he thought that this was the only weekend he could go see her up in Quebec. Jaden Summers and wife Marlene, Cimarron, Kansas. James Cohen and wife Katie, West Union, Iowa. And I even did the Cohen instead of the Kane. Nick Entz, text line, Texas. Jackson Taves, wife Madison, Center, Colorado. Jed Miller, wife Rhea, Almena, Wisconsin. Rhea would have some Fairview roots. She would be in the, pardon? She would be in the Pete Bays lineage somewhere. I'm not going to try to explain it all, but anyway. Adam Schneider, Smoky Hills, Kansas. John Schrock, Monterey, Tennessee. John would have Fairview roots also. His grandfather is Harvey Bays. He's also related to Ann on the Schrock side. Patrick Esau, Bow Island, Alberta. Luke Schmidt, DeRidder, Louisiana. His uncle Harold lives over at Ringwood. Ivan Campbell, Heston, Kansas. Trevor Giesbrecht, Glen, California. William Weeb, Alexandria, Ontario. Are we finished? Oh, no, there's no one. Nolan Isaac, Scotia, Nebraska. And then our last three, we left Nolan in New York when we came home. William was the last one that we finished off. We left three others there, Brent Workington, Dewberry, Alberta, Riley Johnson, and wife-to-be, Sally, Lone Tree, Kansas, and they're getting married later on this month, and then Carson Kanegi, Grifton, North Carolina. Okay, now Mama Ann may come up too. I should have called her up at the beginning, I guess, but anyway, come up, and there will be some singing done here. Here's another call.
Without the help of God in heaven, there's nothing we can do. But the wondrous work that He has planned depends on me and you. He said you are to be the light within a world that's dark. Will you accept the challenge now and be a tiny spark?
Oh, will you
do your little part?
Do your little
part.
One small
fire will you start?
One small fire will you start?
Will you be
a tiny spark?
A tiny spark. Thy strength and power.
There are hearts keenly feeling their sin. There are fragile as leaves in the wind. Judgments scatter and crush. Offer hope as a friend. Give them love. Give them love. Until love fills the earth and the sky, and the space twixt the stars way up high, and your heart mirrors God's open heart up above. Give them love. Give them love. Does your memory serve far too well? Many tales would your tongue wish to tell. Why not speak of the good? Let it fade that they fail. Give them love. Give them love. Until love fills the earth and the sky, and the space twixt the stars way up high, and your heart mirrors God's open heart up above. Give them love. Give.
Okay, now we're going to let the boys talk. We hope. They're all supposed to, if they want to, as many as want to, bring impressions, memories, thoughts, whatever they have. I think there's a couple of special group songs prepared also, and they'll be bringing that sometime in here. So I don't know who's going to be first. If I need to start calling you out, we could do that too, but anyway. Jaden says I should just sit down, so we'll see what happens here.
You could go up front too if you want to talk.
This is high enough, I think. Well, I'm gonna get up here before I get nervous, so I was privileged to be one of the earlier ones of the bunch. And so but also I got there pretty much right in the middle of when it was locked down for COVID. So I don't know, I kind of found it intriguing because not very often can you see that city and there's not much happening, not many vehicles, not very many people on the streets, so I found it kind of intriguing. And the work was pretty slow then. I'm sure you've all heard the stories, but pretty much just working at the Bowery for making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so might not sound very glorious, but I think a lot of the work there, it's probably as much for us as it was for the others, because I don't know, I remember going home at the end and it was kind of like, what now? I mean, it seems like kind of a selfish life when we just live for ourselves and we're not out doing stuff for others all the time. So I guess that's my impressions.
For those of you listening, that was Trevor Unruh. And if the rest of you will introduce yourselves and you get up here, appreciate it.
I'm Jed Miller from Elmia. I don't feel like I have a lot to share, and I'm still kind of trying to remember the story, so we'll see how it goes here. But I think it was on Tuesday we worked at Lincoln Hospital there in the Bronx. In the morning we'd kind of volunteer and do whatever we could. It wasn't much right then. They're kind of recovering from the COVID stage and stuff. Mom Ann would come around right after dinner and we'd sing to the patients wherever we could. And I was kind of like not in the mood for that day because like it didn't seem like we did a whole lot. The singing was kind of fun to the patients. But then one day we were chilling and singing and talking to patients, and we came into this one room, and this dude was like pretty bad off. He had like a tumor right here, and it was like so big he kind of had to have his head kinked off to the side, and he was pretty shot. Like he knew he was on his way out of the world, and he was crying and whatnot, and we stood around and tried to comfort him. It was pretty morbid. But then he wanted us to pray for him, so I think it was Jack Taves from Center there. He stepped forward and had a prayer. It was a beautiful prayer. I can't totally remember everything about it, but it just kind of put a peaceful setting to the whole scenario. Just made me think that even if that experience was like the only good part of the whole 6 months I was there in the hospital, it was worth it for something like that. So that was one of the experiences I had. Wasn't much, but another time, you'd run into all kinds of stuff in the hospital. Another time, we were going around, and this one dude was pretty worked up because he had like got wronged somehow or something, and he was pretty wide open, and he wanted us to pray that he could get justice. He was really worked up, and we needed to pray that he could get justice. And I think it was Nick that time had a few words of prayer, and just, I don't think he prayed for that, but he left it. I think God's will could be done or something, so that was nice. Now I think we'll have a couple songs, a couple faves that when the boys that were there when I was there, we sang a bunch, like on Wednesday night and stuff. A couple of the faves are going to come up here and help you sing it. And my wife, if she wants to.
Know me. If I can help one soul wandering along and point him to the goal, a song. If I can warm one heart with a happy smile along some rugged road, O Lord, it shall be worthwhile. If I can smooth the road for another's gain, if I can light their way, bear with them their pain, if I can share your love with a joyful smile along some rugged road, O Lord, it shall be worthwhile. If I can live today with a heart that's true and ever keep that bright destiny in view, if I can share your light mile after mile along some rugged road, O Lord, it shall be. You'll never know who needs encouragement today and sees the joy you bear lighting up your way. You'll never know those hearts gladdened by your smile along some rugged road. Eden flows a river of love. and sparkling with the loveliness of God, surging deep to fill the depth of every soul. Healing waters make the weary wounded whole. Out of Eden flows a river that is never run dry. Through the burning heat of summer, when the faint heart breathes a sigh, sweet the cool refreshing fountains from above. Out of Eden flows the river of love. Though the angel from the garden banished men, and the gate could never open again, still the love that planted Eden has prevailed. Thus the source of this great river cannot fail. Out of Eden flows a river that has never run dry. Through the burning heat of summer, when the faint heart breathes a sigh, sweet the cool refreshing fountain from above. Out of Eden flows a river of finds the lowly place. As its waters overflow with truth and grace, parched and thirsty souls are rescued at the stream. Out of Eden, love is flowing from our King. Out of Eden flows a river that has never run dry. Through the burning heat of summer, when the faint heart breathes a sigh, sweet the cool refreshing fountain from above. Out of
Hi, my name is Joshua Hebert. I'm from Bow Island, Alberta. And I'll just share some of my things that I found interesting. The one thing I'll have to go back actually started when I went to class. And we talked about spirits and how they're actually physically moving around us. And that was, I mean, yeah, I had always known about like the Holy Spirit, of course, but that was kind of a new concept to me, was that there's evil spirits and there's good spirits. And so when I went to New York, I was just from a little small town and from the prairies of Alberta, and you know, it's pretty tame there, and probably even tamer than Fairview. But so I didn't really, you know, no evil. Of course, you see people that, you know, deal with alcohol lism and stuff like that, but spirits, like evil spirits, I hadn't really dealt with that until I went to New York City, and I don't think I'll even tell you of the certain times. I'm sure all of these boys could tell you of a time that they either got screamed at, or some of them were worse than others, some of them were just like, yeah, it was pretty strange how it seemed like someone with an evil spirit could feel our spirit, and they would like, they would actually come into like the same train car as us and like chase us out even sometimes. So it's definitely something that I learned was a real deal, and it really knocked the wind out of my sails sometimes. But it's important to keep our spirit alive. I think we need to keep our spirit blazing for sure in a city like that. And I'm very happy for our mission there. I can probably say it changed my life in some pretty big ways, and that was probably a lot of thanks to Papa and Mama, and I feel like they're my second mom and dad, really. So, and one other little thing just kind of that goes along with that is Papa and I would have something that we called tract room visits. I don't know if any of the other boys had them every once in a while, but I don't know, sometimes it just was needed to, him and I would just need to go down there and sort things out, and I don't, it was very good for me, that's for sure. And it's, yeah, my time there was so beneficial to me, and I loved it. So, yeah, thanks to the Fairview congregation for supporting them while they were gone.
Zach Johnson from Gunnersville here. Yeah, like I said earlier, I was one of the first ones they got when I was there, so it was nice not to be the only freshman on the block with them just getting there. I think they got there 2 weeks before I did, but just one little memory. It's been almost 3 years since I came home, so some of those are getting kind of foggy, but I think we've been working at the Bowery, and we were on our way home. We decided to walk through, maybe it was Washington Square, and it was a little walk, so me and Papa and the boys were on our way there, and I don't know if I was in the front leading the way, probably. I think I was a senior. So we were on the sidewalk, and kind of out of the corner of my eye, I saw this rough-looking guy on the other side of the street walking, and you learn pretty quick not to make eye contact with certain people, so I didn't pay much attention to him. But I don't know if that intersection or somewhere along there, Austin, he kind of started, like I said, he was kind of angling across the road coming towards us, and I didn't think much of it, but I kept kind of looking at him, keeping an eye on him, and also I noticed he had his hands up here and he had a little knife in his hand. I wasn't sure what to do. I wasn't sure if I should tell the guys and we should try to, you know, confront him or just ignore him and hope nothing happened. And anyway, I didn't say anything, and he kind of passed on by, and I didn't say anything until he got home that day, I think, but that's just one of them times, you know. I think all the prayers we prayed, that you prayed, our parents prayed, that God probably protected us there in that city. And I know there was probably other times that we probably came close to danger. But one other thing, I think we were on our way to the Bowery one morning. This was just when COVID was kind of getting going there, and we weren't sure what was going on. And all our normal pre-COVID work was kind of quit, and we had just been going to the Bowery, and we're walking there, just got off the train and on our way to the Bowery, about the Bowery Street, I think, and kind of off on one of the side streets, there was a lady out there. She looked kind of distraught, and all of a sudden she was hollering and screaming, "I want to die, I want to die, give me COVID." And, well, we weren't sure what we had got ourselves into. You know, we weren't sure how serious this was going to be, but anyway, I guess, I don't know where she's at today. I don't know if she died or not, but yeah, just a couple memories of mine.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Fair. Just a couple of thoughts that have come to me, thinking about having been there in the city with Papas and the boys. Probably one of the things that stands out to me the most or was the most special was just the closeness or the brotherhood we had. A bunch of guys coming from different places and different homes and working together, and whatever we all did, it seemed like it went pretty good. I'm sure there was times when we got bugged at each other, but we got along pretty good, and it was interesting, and we had a lot of good times. And another thing that I sometimes think of that a guy notices there in a city like that, even riding on the train or walking on the street, is just the diversity of people. You can have two people sitting beside each other in a subway car, and one's a beggar and one's probably a millionaire off of Wall Street or something wearing a suit. And just how everybody's worth the same to God, I guess. It's quite obvious there to see.
I'm William Weeb from Alexandria, Ontario. I had some impressions from the Bowery Mission. Already been mentioned a couple times. We would go there Tuesday mornings. Two fellows would go there and serve some breakfast. I thought the food was food, and it was free for those people. And some people would complain about it, but we would try and help them as best we could with what we had. And sometimes there would be someone coming through the line. We'd typically serve around 180 people in a morning, and someone would come through the line, and you couldn't really serve them maybe what they wanted. So they would ask for a specific bagel or ask for a specific cookie or something, and then they wouldn't get it, and they would get upset. And I found that if someone, we had different stations, there'd be multiple people serving different things, and if someone would come up from the last station, as it were, and they were upset, the power of just a smile to those people, it was important to just to be friendly. Like, it maybe didn't matter so much what had happened just down the line, but now that they were here with you, you needed to be friendly to them, and to give them a smile, give them hope, give them the bagel they wanted, and be as friendly as possible. And a smile could often calm them down and maybe even make them smile back. So yeah, that's impressions I had. Could Mama and Trevor come and help sing a song?
Pay close attention to the beautiful alto that made all our singing go so good.
Do me is your life closing in, trouble all around. There is still hope for you, rest can still be found. Jesus longs to bear your burdens, heavy laden, lay them down. In exchange for all your sorrows, Jesus holds a shining crown. Bring them all, everyone, to the throne of grace. He will hear every prayer, sent on wings of faith. Jesus longs to bear your burdens, heavy laden, lay them down. In exchange for all your sorrows, Jesus holds a shining crown. At the end, heaven gleams just beyond the blue, and you'll find waiting there perfect rest for you. Jesus longs to bear your burdens, heavy laden, lay them down. In exchange for all your sorrows, Jesus holds a shining crown.
I am Lance Schmidt, and I arrived in New York City in April of 2020. And as already been mentioned, we produced lots and lots of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches the first month and a half I was there. And there was this employee that worked there at the Bowery Mission, this elderly gentleman that would help us make these sandwiches. His name was Cliff. And he was a real inspiration to me. He'd tell us about how that he'd meet the beggars on the street, and he'd put his hand in his pocket, and if he pulled out a five or if he pulled out a 10, it didn't matter. He'd just give it to him. And he says a lot of people, you know, they don't like to give them money because, like, well, what do they do with it, you know? And he's like, I don't care. He says, that's on them. And he's, and another thing that I heard him say one time that inspired me was that I think he'd been riding the bus, and somebody got on there, and they were mad. And somebody else, I think, on the bus then got mad at the person that was mad. And he's like, that is so ridiculous. He's like, why would you let somebody else's bad day ruin your day? And I wish I could just use that in my life. But and then another thing is the singing at Lincoln Hospital. It wasn't my most enjoyable day of the week, but I do feel like it was the most inspirational, and I don't really know what else to say about it.
Brandon Teves here from Steinbeck. Yeah, I got there, I guess, right after Lance in June of 2020, so the life was kind of quiet there for the first. I remember going through Times Square, and there was nobody there, but that changed towards the end. One story that kind of stuck with me, Tuesdays, it's been mentioned we'd go to Lincoln and do some singing in the afternoon with Mama. And this one room we went into, is a young dude, maybe 18 or 19 years old. And I guess he had a rough start in life, and he got in, I guess, a shootout of sorts. So he ended up getting shot. And so, yeah, we went and sang a couple of songs to him, and it really impressed me. He was really enthused about life after that, and I guess maybe his place where he was, he had, seemed like he was really thankful for where he was. And I guess his mom had tried raising him right. He told us a bit of his story. His mom tried raising him right, and he tried to buck it, I guess. But, yeah, the story's kind of stuck with me.
Well, I'm Ethan Unruh from Bradley, Arkansas, and I'm not sure why I'm up here, because Papa Tim always bugged me about not talking too much in Sunday school. So, but anyway, my first inspiration here was, it had to do with the tracks, and we would go on track routes and take packet packed with full tracks and trade it out, take the old one. And sometimes you get the feeling like we would go into places like laundromats and money places, and sometimes you'd start feeling like, well, if them people didn't just happen to walk in there, they just weren't going to find a tract. Well, one day on our way to work, I seen a bright piece of paper over there with all the trash against the fence, and sure enough, it was one of our tracks. And I guess it just inspired me that we didn't do all the work, kind of like that tiny spark. We just had a part to do, and those tracks could be moved around other ways. And then also in the hospital, that also wasn't necessarily my favorite time of singing, but it was inspiring one time to be able to sing to a man. I think the chaplain had requested us to sing to a man that was on his deathbed, and he had a few family members around there. And yeah, he was just really, really glad that we could go and sing and maybe be of some cheer there to those people.
I'm Nolan Isaac from Scotia, Nebraska, and thank you to this congregation for making us feel welcome here. The hospital is a drag for me too sometimes, and but the singing was definitely worth it. When I started, it felt rude, like we'd just go and we'd make a lot of noise and we're supposed to be quiet and whatever, but one of the first times we were there, there was Mom, I think Mama overheard a nurse say that someone had gotten way worse that day. So we went to that room, and there were two men in there, and I don't know, they did not look like each other, and they didn't look like her. So I don't know what the connection was, but they were rough-looking characters, and by the time we were done singing, they were both quite emotional. That was an inspiration to me. Also, seemed like that town was selfish, and you just go and you do your own thing, and you try not to make eye contact. But I remember one time I was at the 125th bus stop to LaGuardia, and an old lady fell down, and there was instantly a pile of people there helping her up and get her stuff around. And another thing, people would give directions to each other, to outsiders, whatever. Someone mentioned they tracked room talks with Papa. Those were good for us, good for me. He'd enact for seeing when they needed them. He told us we couldn't roast him up here, so I think he's sitting there sweating a little bit.
Jaden Summers from Cimarron, Kansas, and I guess I'm going to get up here and go against what most of the guys said. I liked the hospital. It was fun. I enjoyed the biggest problem was the singing was in the afternoon, so you had to do something obviously in the morning, and it kind of varied because they didn't just, it just did. It, they had, we, when I got there, we did some deliveries, and then we did COVID papers we had to help, and by far the majority of people came in there was Spanish-speaking people, and that didn't always go so well, but we worked in the ER a little bit, but I really liked the singing. A couple times we'd get some of the nurses around and have Mama there, and we'd really get to going at it. Some of those nurses were very full of life and start singing the oldie goldies, and oh, it was fun. I loved track work, too. That was a lot of fun. As someone else mentioned, I really think the smiles help so much with handing out packages and even just going into places and asking for permission. If you asked it, if you had said hello and were friendly and made a point to smile, and they would always, they'd typically let you put tracks in there, and just handing out packages on the street. I really like the walking routes. We do walking routes and just put them in every little shop along the route there, and that was a lot of fun. Also, Papa and Mama were fabulous. Had many a good talks with them, and a few track room talks, and that was well needed, I'm sure. So, kind of drew us close together, and like Josh said, they're definitely my second dad and mom. They're very close to me. It's awesome to be able to this close. We're only 3 hours away, so we can come see them a little bit more often, some of the guys. So anyway, New York was great. And thanks for letting them go, and thanks for helping with this. This has been awesome being here this weekend.
I'm James Cohen from West Union, Iowa. I just had one instance come to me when I was sitting there. It was Tuesday, we were singing in the hospital. We were going around the room. Came to this one room, or we heard this noise. This guy was just, I don't know what he was doing. He was just, I guess, moaning and carrying on, just making a lot of noise, and he would never stop. We weren't sure if we were supposed to sing to him or not, but the nurse was like, yeah, let's go sing to him. He's been carrying on like this for, 12 or 24 hours without stopping. And we were going to see what, they said might not hurt. So started singing. And by the end of the first song, he was completely quiet. And we sang another song, and he was still just, he completely quieted down, never made another sound. And by the time we got out, we kept on singing to other rooms, and he was still quiet by the time we left. So that was just pretty impressive. Power of songs.
I've never been to heaven, but I know I'm on my way. going on with joy in my song, and heaven in my heart. I've never walked the streets of shining gold, or seen the flowers of paradise unfold. I've never gazed upon the crystal tide, or seen the pearly gates swung open wide. I've never been to heaven, but I know I'm on my way. I've never heard the angels, but I will some joyful day. Traveling on with joy in my song, and heaven in my heart. Oh, I see the world today through different eyes. There's beauty all around with peace inside, and even shadows growing dark, my way is bright with heaven in my heart. I've never been to heaven, but I know I'm on my way. I've never heard the angels, but I will some joyful day. Traveling on with joy in my song, and heaven in my heart. Yes, I'm traveling on with joy in my song, and heaven in my heart.
This line I found.
One weary little lamb, tired and weak, wandered away alone. One weary little foot slipped and fell on a rugged stone. One good shepherd walked that way, heard such a little sound, lifted the tired lamb and said, searching for that lamb, one shepherd right close by. Kind are the hands that lifted him up from the stony ground. Hear now the shepherd speak again. This lamb I found. I am the shepherd. The way gently placed me in the full walls of his love around, washed me and healed me while he said, this lamb I found. One little lamb, tired and weak, one lonely helpless cry, one shepherd searching for that shepherd right close by. Kind are the hands that lifted him up from the stony ground. Hear now the shepherd speak again. This lamb I found. day through the bright countryside, an old man was walking, so I offered a ride. His face was all wrinkled, his hair turned to gray, and these are the words that I heard him say. Money is worthless when a soul is at stake. If gold bought redemption, how much would it take? But he loved me and saved me, and I can't explain why. And these are the treasures, these are the treasures that money can't buy. I may look like a beggar, but I'm rich as a king. What I have in my heart gives me reason to sing. I'm a joint heir with Jesus, so why should I sigh? For these are the treasures that money can't buy. Money is worthless when a soul is at stake. If gold bought redemption, how much would it take? But he loved me and saved me, and I can't explain why. And these are the treasures, these are the treasures that money can't buy. If you look at my garments and you notice they're torn, I'm a new garment royal that has never been worn. And the cabin I live in, till I die, I'm a mansion in glory that money can't buy. Money is worthless when a soul is at stake. If gold bought redemption, how much would it take? But he loved me and saved me, and I can't explain why. And these are the treasures, these are the treasures that money can't buy.
Let's skip to Let My Life Be a Rhythm.
As the dew softly gathers on the hillsides of home, as it trickles gently down
to the stream,
and the stream yields its waters to the river below, let the love of God be flowing through me. Let my life be a riverbed for the waters of love. Let them run through the valley of my soul. From the hills of Jehovah to the hearts of mankind, let my life be a riverbed where living waters flow. There are lives that are thirsty, they are barren and dry. There are hillsides where the rain never comes. Let them water them freely with the waters of life. Let me be a living river of love. Let my life be a riverbed for the waters of love. Let them run through the valley of my soul. From the hills of Jehovah to the hearts of mankind, let my life be a riverbed where songbird shall sing, for the wilderness shall bloom as the rose,
as the rose,
and the wayfarers drink of the waters that spring from the river that eternally flows. Let my life be a riverbed for the waters of love. Let them run through the valley of my soul, from the hills of Jehovah to the hearts of mankind. Let my life be a riverbed where living waters flow. Beauty of the earth made by God in heaven above, how it draws us to praise His holy name. Flowers blooming in the garden, trees in tranquil harmony, sunless skies to light a quiet summer day. But if this earth is so lovely, what will heaven be like? Seen with unclouded eyes, completely clear. For no earthly words describe what waits beyond this flight. God's preparing for His children over there. All the wonders of creation seen in and see, God designed and so marvelously made. Yet earth's beauties are so fleeting, flowers bloom for just a day, but eternal joys will never dim or fade. But if this earth is so lovely, what will heaven be like? Seen with unclouded eyes, completely clear. For no earthly words describe what waits beyond this life. God's preparing for His children over there. Many mansions He's preparing up in heaven. Streets and a light of jasper stone. He'll destroy this whole creation at that great judgment day, and He'll open heaven's wonders for His own. But if this earth is so lovely, what will heaven be like? Seen with unclouded eyes, completely clear. For no earthly words describe what waits beyond this life. God's preparing for His children over there.
Well, there's still time if you want to sing one or two that you skipped. You want to do that? And then when you're finished, just stay up there.
Where I go. tears. He always hears this place I go to pray. When I hear his call saying, leave it all, for I see you are troubled again, then I'm glad to go, for he always knows how to ease my weary pain.
There's a place
where I go
when
I'm full of always hears
this
place I go to pray. Just inside this place, there's a bell of grace freely given to comfort each day. Drawing softly near, he bends to always hears
this
place I go to pray.
Anyone else have anything to say? We cut anybody off here? Okay. All right. Are there any announcements this morning? Pardon? Visitation tonight, no church. Okay, I apologize for forgetting opening prayer this morning, so we'll try to have a closing prayer at least. Why don't we stand for a prayer? Our Father in heaven, we turn to you at this time. We thank you for your many blessings, your much care, and your love that you show to us. Thank you for all those that took part this morning. May you bless their hearts. May you continue to bless the work in New York and other places also. May you continue to inspire young men and young ladies to give time to serve you, that they may experience these blessings also. Thank you for the food. Bless it. Keep us in your care. Bless all those that will be traveling in the next day or two. Protect and bless them also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday.